The town of Bradford West Gwillimbury is set to formally honor the indigenous history of the area. A land acknowledgement will be read at the beginning of each town council meeting, beginning March 1. It will also be read during other meetings, special events and circumstances deemed by council and in consultation with the town's Anti-Racism Advisory Committee. The acknowledgement reads as follows. As visitors on this land, the town of BWG acknowledges that the land on which we gather today is the traditional territory of the Anishinaabek Nation, which includes Ojibwe, Odawa and Potawatomi Nation, collectively known as the Three Fires Confederacy. We recognize that the Huron-Wendat, Chippewa and Haudenosaunee nations have walked on this territory over time. In times of great change, we recognize more than ever the importance of honoring indigenous history and culture and are committed to moving forward in the spirit of reconciliation, respect and good health with all First Nation, Métis and Inuit people. Count Marc Contois was part of the subcommittee that developed the land acknowledgement, and he praised their work in making this Bradford's land acknowledgement. We looked at the information, we made it accurate, and made a couple of little statements in there that kind of made it our own, he explained. We tried to be respectful of time, as well, because we wanted to be read at ceremonies. Certainly any type of town event, it should be read. Count Gary Lamb was pleased with the final product. I like the fact that they took the time to look at some historical perspective, he said. The motion to receive and endorse the land acknowledgement passed unanimously at the February 15 council meeting. It has already begun to be utilized for town events and meetings, including at the start of the Public Information Center for the Holland Street Environmental Assessment held February 17.